Fair from Chicago, otherwise known as Chicago Transit Authority. If you were around in 1967 or so when they started out, I was privileged enough to be at their concert in Huntsville on Sunday night. Had front row seats right in the center. The spit valve from the trombone came off in my lap. It was pretty awesome. Like, one of the best concerts I think I've seen in a while. That was Chicago concert number 7 for me. But really awesome stuff, and I highly recommend that you see that band if you get a chance. Those guys, they've been around a while. Don't know how much longer they will be around. So definitely check them out if you get a chance. It is 4:02 on a Tuesday. You're listening to Live 95. We are Coleman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP Coleman. And it's 4:02 on this particular Tuesday, and as I understand it, the guys are going to be graduating today, so let's see if we can get some graduation music going for them here. And we'll turn it over to them here in just a moment. Here are your hosts, Jason Spiegel.
Oh.
And Roddy Parker.
A long time since I heard that.
Oh, real long time.
Oh, man.
Everybody stand for the graduation.
That's it.
Can we get our cap and gown?
I got a picture made.
Yeah, I got some t-shirts back here.
reckon their parents will give us some money.
Hey, there you go. Some graduation gifts.
Hey, I'm graduating. I know I'm graduating from kindergarten. Jason's probably graduating from high school.
No, I'm at about the same level, first grade, maybe at the best.
Oh,
hey, folks,
man.
Welcome, as Jay said, to the final edition of Sports Talk Live until July, August, somewhere in that range.
Yeah.
And when the sports scene starts heating back up, running will be back.
When the talk of the town becomes college football, We'll be back, as Arnold Schwarzenegger would say.
That's
we'll be
it. Again, thanks to everyone who has listened in and joined us up to this point, and a lot of good things planned. As when we come back, hope to make a few changes and make it a little better for everyone. And Ronnie, want to tell you, I really appreciate you joining me in this venture, and wouldn't have it with anybody else.
Hey, I tell you what, I was thrilled when you asked me, Jason, and Just had a great fall and a great winter. It's just been a blast every Tuesday and Thursday. And again, we're going to be like high school and elementary students. We're going to take we're out for the summer. We'll be back, late summer, mid to late July, probably something like that. And very big thanks to Jay for letting us do this.
You guys have made this almost sound like a real station, real programming, real people.
It's almost real.
Almost.
We appreciate it. Hey, and Jason and Jay, we really got to thank People's Bank.
Right.
Without them, most of this would not be possible.
That's right.
Those spotted cow would have never gotten out of the pasture. She would have,
I'm telling you, they have been a huge part in this. And we do, I guess, the easy part. And
sure.
They do the hard part, getting off the billfold.
That's right.
And paying for everything.
Yeah,
so.
For players of the week and, everything that we give away, money-wise, it's People's Bank doing it. So just a huge, huge shout-out and a thanks to People's Bank.
And if you go by People's Bank, do us a favor. If you've been a listener and you bank with People's Bank, tell them a big thank you when you go in, even if it's one of the tellers.
Sure.
Word will be passed around. And if you don't bank with People's Bank, give them an opportunity. And, man, I tell you what, Ronnie, I've said this in a kidding way before, but each day goes by, it gets more serious. When I die, there will be a lot of People's Bank people at my funeral because it seems like everything Spiegel Contracting has financed seems like it goes through People's Bank, and they do a great job with everything that they do. So.
Right. Hey, and Jason, also, big thanks to Greg Smith of Only Best Bets. He joins us every Thursday around, 4:15?
Yeah,
4:30-ish.
He's a 4:15, 4:20 guy.
Yeah. And, boy, he is, for the most part, I think he just knocked it out of the park all year on, giving you ideas if you want to play the, For entertainment purposes only, yeah. You know, if you want to make some wagers there.
Yeah, if everybody wants to know that the behind the scenes on Thursdays, the guys come in and they're like in their pajamas. They're like, this is our off day.
Yeah.
All we have to do is listen. We don't have to do anything today.
That's right. Ask one or two questions and let it roll.
That's it. Just kick back and, you know, have a bottle of water.
That's it.
But, big special thanks to Greg. And then, of course, as Dan. Jason says, Dan Vosta,
the
man of knowledge from Campus Insider that joins us from in the Chicago area right after Greg comes on. So just a huge thanks to those guys. And then locally, every Thursday, Rex Chambers, our local fishing expert, pro, whatever you want to call him. Again, he's as consistent as the sun rising and the sun setting. Give us some great tips on how to put more fish in our boat. You know, and even talked about, you know, different kinds of sonar and how to take care of your boat and how to winterize your boat and what to look for if you're wanting to buy a boat. So just a huge, huge thanks to Rex Chambers for joining us each week.
And, Ronnie, I don't want to blow our own horn, but I will for a minute, because I don't think it's too bad that a small station, low-power station here in Coleman, Alabama, so far we've been able to talk to Jay Jacobs, Auburn Athletic
Director.
There you go. We've talked to Rick Carley.
From Fox 6 in Birmingham.
Help me out. I forgot who all we have.
Elton Bressler.
Yeah, Alvin Bressler.
Alvin Bressler.
Played with the Auburn Tigers, signed a pro contract with the 49ers. Representative Jack Williams. And hopefully when we get back, there will be some even bigger news on that.
Yeah.
Boy, that's getting uglier by the day.
Absolutely. The you know, and Jack Williams, if people don't know, he's tied to the grassroots effort, I guess, to try to get UAB football back out on the field. So he joined us actually he was with us for 30 minutes, wasn't he, Jason?
Yeah.
And
the second
time, right. He was with us twice, and the second time he put ESPN off because he had already said that he would join us. So, hey, you know, anytime two local guys that have no radio experience whatsoever can get a guy on that ESPN was after is
now, wait a minute. You got a whole almost year of experience now, right?
Yeah, but we still plead ignorant.
we're still wet behind the ears.
That's right. That's right.
And the local coaches been more than kind with their time.
They sure have.
And I don't want to single anybody out, but I will. Coach Bobby Meyer at Coleman, man, we called on him I don't know how many times. He even came in and filled in for you when you were in Jamaica.
So. That's right.
And all the coaches.
Rod Elliott came to the stadium, came into the station. Tim Willoughby, you know, called us. We talked with Scott Adams Todd Johnson at Vimon, and I don't know. We talked to a lot of them throughout the year.
Let's not forget y'all putting me on the spot, you know, coming in and announcing we're going to go to the county basketball tournament, and you got a day to put this together.
Yeah, that's right.
And the whole, let's say we kicked it off at Grumpy's and, you know, just hit the road, and that was a learning experience.
Yeah.
Go back and listen to that show.
Yeah
that was a lot learned in that one, from the way we done it to the ice water hitting my back in a T-shirt that was made for somebody about Britney's size, thanks to Ronnie.
And I got to throw this out. We're going back to Grumpy's this weekend for the first annual Battle of the Bands, and if you're thinking your show was difficult, I'm a little nervous. Of course, it's kind of like pre-performance anxiety. It's like, been thinking about that, and what am I going to do wrong, and how we, you know. But, you know, we're a little station. We're new at this, and, you know, we're just going to have a good time with it. And if it sounds good, great. If not, we'll do it better next year.
Absolutely.
If you need any help with the board, Jay, just give me and Ronnie a call.
Sure.
Absolutely.
We'll mash some buttons.
Oh. Either a surfboard or a,
a paddle board.
Hey, we were talking about UAB football, and Representative Jack Williams, want to mention this, and you've probably heard it, Ronnie, but in case somebody didn't, study out now shows that UAB football, the rifle and the bowling team, were actually in the black, not in the red.
They made money. Yeah.
So, now, how does this look? And did you see the graduation?
I was going to ask you the same thing. You know,
the football players go across the stage with their helmet.
With their helmet on. Oh,
and
man.
And don't shake hands.
Is that not funny? I mean, I understand, you know, their frustration and all that. And yes, it is funny, But as a parent, you know, you're probably,
oh yeah,
you know, you're probably not the happiest in the world that they, you know, chose to do that. However, under their breath, I'm sure they're sniggering too.
Oh yeah, yeah, and I think I'm going to go on record and agree with Representative Williams that UAB football will be back. I think
you think so.
It may not be 2016, but I think in the next 3 years. I don't think it'll.
Yeah. And it was never talked about being back this coming fall.
No.
That was never the talk.
No.
So we're talking, you know, still a year and a half at the earliest that it could that it could start back. My question this would be this, Jason, and nobody, you know, I'm sure there's not really an answer because no one would know. But let's just say they start it back up in 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever the case. How long is it going to take to get the program just back to where they just finished at 6-6.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think the damage is going to take such a long time to ever turn that around and get kids confident enough to go to.
Right. Because UAB, I'm a kid, I'm going to think, you know, if I sign this a year from now, there may not be a team.
That's exactly right. So I think it's going to be just a huge challenge. It's going to be a huge challenge, I think, to put a coaching staff together.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I know Coach Clark is not coaching at all this year. And, you know, if they start it back, would he go back? I mean, I don't know. I think it would depend on how soon they start it back.
And if I were him, it would depend on my bank account. If I had the money and didn't need the job, I would tell UAB to fly.
Yeah, yeah, I got you. But my question is, and I don't know the answer to this, you may not, is he would sign a 3-year contract. That's all. Right. I know that for a fact, which is very unusual because almost everybody gets a 5-year contract. He only got a 3-year contract. I assume he's going to get paid 2 more years.
Yeah, well, I understand they had to honor his contract.
Well, let's just say after 2 years, UAB still not ready to start back again with the program. He's probably going to have to go find a job somewhere. Yeah. And then when the program, if it ever does start back up again, how difficult is it going to be to get somebody to commit to come? Boy, whomever the president is, the AD is, the boosters are, whoever those people are, they're going to have to be tremendous salespersons to get somebody to leave a current job to go to a job that the program had just been at.
Yeah, I don't even know that they can get a decent assistant coach anymore at UAB after this. They may get somebody who has been fired from a small job somewhere.
That's right.
And won't they bounce back?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. The damage is done.
Right. And if I'm an assistant or even a head coach, I'm fired at one place and I've got my choice between being an assistant at, let's say, not even in Auburn or Alabama, let's say an Ole Miss or
anywhere.
Yeah.
A head coach at
UAB.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to take that assistant job.
Yeah.
Unless there's just a tremendous amount of money difference.
Sure.
And probably won't be.
And, you know, here's the thing I would think too, Jason. I don't know how we got on UAB football for this long, but that's okay. If they ever start the program back, I don't think any head coach is going to come in there unless you give them 5 years minimum.
Right.
Nobody's going to come back. I don't think it's going to take a 3-year deal.
No, I don't see that happening. When you get 5 years
everywhere else. Gets 5 years. I can't see anybody coming in and taking a 3-year deal off of the heels of just axing, if that's a word, a football program. I would have to have a minimum of 5. Then if they cut me, you know, if they fire me or they do away with the program, I've still got several years on my contract.
Hey, shifting gears quickly before the break, Ronnie, want you to fill everybody in on a game tonight that, actually will be played tomorrow.
And what is
that? There won't be any trouble getting a seat if you can actually get in.
The problem is you can't get in. Yeah, you're going to have to sneak in.
So tell everybody about Baltimore.
Yeah, we all know what's going on with Baltimore, and I'm sure when we come back from a break, we'll talk a little bit about Baltimore and then some of the other tragedies that's going on, not only in our state, but in the world, the earthquake, and we'll touch on those things. But due to the situation that's taken place at Baltimore with the rioting and you know, the burning of the buildings and the vehicles and all that's tied to that, they canceled the game tonight. The Baltimore Orioles were supposed to.
One of a few.
They canceled the game tonight. The game tomorrow night will be played, but there will be no spectators allowed in the baseball stadium. So, again, if you could sneak in there, you could get a really good seat, but the problem would be you're going to stand out like a sore thumb. So the game tomorrow night with the Orioles will be played, but no one will be allowed to be in the stadium to watch it.
As we talked about, I wonder if it's going to be on TV. Yeah, I would love to see that.
I'd love to see that on TV. But hey, that's just a little bit of what's going on in Birmingham. I'm in Baltimore, and then they're supposed to have another series, I think, with Tampa Bay, and they are moving that one to Tampa Bay. So no game tonight, game tomorrow night, but you can't go. So, there you go.
What is the world coming to when we're not allowing people into a baseball game?
That's right, absolutely. It's like back in the Roman Empire again.
Ronnie, I hear the graduation music, so it's time for a break.
We have to listen for our names to be called.
All right, 417.
Jason Spiegel.
Hey, I hope I got an advanced
graduating
diploma.
Graduating cum laude.
Yeah. Ronnie Barnes.
Just graduating.
We will be right back. Sports Talk Live. We're going to hit on the Baltimore situation and get into some SEC football, NBA basketball, you name it. We're going to hit on it. Last show, Sports Talk Live, 95.5, Coleman.
Hey, Coleman. Live 95 turned 1 year old back on April 7th, and to celebrate, here is the announcement you've all been waiting for. The schedule for the first annual Live 95 Battle of the Bands. Come join us at Grumpy's Down Under in the basement of Grumpy's Italian Grill next to the Coleman Civic Center on Saturday, May the 2nd. Coleman bands have stepped up to the challenge, and we have a full roster of performers. It will all kick off with the band Caliber at 12 noon, followed by Crystal Hillis at 2 p.m. Then see Jimmy Reeves do an hour acoustic set at 4 p.m., followed by Jenny DeShiznet at 5. Start the evening off with Gary Sanders at 6 p.m. Stay for Hide Nor Hair at 8 p.m. and wrap it all up with Studio Runaways at 10 p.m. The audio for the event will be professionally managed by local production company Baker Productions. Live 95 will still take requests to perform as backups in case a book band cancels. So go ahead and send those requests to perform to studio@live95coleman.com or on our Facebook page. Live 95 will be taking donations at the event, and you can vote for any of the bands performing by donating to their tip jar. If you can't make the show, no problem. Donate online using PayPal from the Live 95 website and make your vote count. All donations will be split evenly between the performer and the radio station. The entire event will be broadcast live on Live 95, and each band will receive promotional airtime on Live 95 just for participating in the event. Happy birthday to us! And here's to another year of providing Coleman with a unique blend of music. Come and meet us Saturday, May 2nd at Grumpy's Down Under in the basement of Grumpy's Italian Grill next to the Coleman Civic Center.
In the ARN News Center, I'm Angie Norvell. A third body recovered after a disaster along the Mobile Bay. Searchers continue looking for three missing boaters after storms ripped across the bay on Saturday during the Dauphin Island Regatta, capsizing numerous boats. The latest victim recovered near an offshore gas platform this morning. Officials have identified the other victims as 27-year-old Chris Beal and 72-year-old Robert Delaney. U.S. Coast Guard Captain Duke Walker says they're using numerous resources to search for the other victims.
Specifically here today, Baldwin County EMA has mobilized an awful lot of resources to cover the eastern shore. We also have Mobile County Sheriffs and Mobile County Sheriff's Flotilla that have been involved from the start. We have on-water dive operations going on today.
He says stormy weather's played a factor in their search, and more storms are expected tonight. Police in Helena say a man was shot during a domestic dispute last night. A suspect is in custody. I'm Angie Norvell. This is the Alabama Radio Network. A drug bust at the University of Alabama. Authorities say agents seized marijuana, drug-related equipment, and $2,600. The raid happening at the Presidential Village freshman dorm. Facing charges, a student from Connecticut, 18-year-old Rhett Andolfini. Investigators say he was dealing drugs out of that dorm. He's bonded out of jail. Birmingham police continue looking for three suspects who shot a man and happened during a home invasion at an apartment complex. The trio kicking in the door of the victim's apartment, shooting him in the leg numerous times. He's expected to recover. Crooks got away with some of his cash. Investigators say at least one suspect may have been familiar with the victim, so they don't think this was a random act. At least 20 of the tornado warning sirens in Jefferson County do not work. County EMA officials tell AL.com some of the other 254 sirens in the county need maintenance. They say spare parts can't be found to fix some older model sirens and that Jefferson County does not have the staff available to maintain those sirens on a regular basis. I'm Angie Norfell. This is ARN.
We are perfectionists. We do it right or we don't do it. We build zero-turn mowers with unequaled maneuverability and ergonomically designed controls. Who are we? We're Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new rugged Commander zero-turn mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
It's back, and it's bigger than ever. It's Steel Dealer Days. The best time of the year to find great values on steel equipment. Steel trimmers start at just $129.95. Blowers start at just $149.95. And steel chainsaws start at just $179.95. Head to your local steel dealer now for the big event.
Steel Dealer Days.
Visit steeldealers.com to find a dealer near you. Available at participating dealers. All prices MSRP.
Money news, another automaker could be coming to Alabama. Aston Martin CEO telling a British magazine, since Mercedes owns 5% of Aston Martin, it would make sense to build a factory near the Mercedes plant in Vance. This new plant could also use the same suppliers and bring thousands of jobs. Mountain Brook leadership breaking ground on a new condominium complex. The $10 million project dubbed the Manning Condos will house over a dozen units on Cahaba Road between Mountain Brook and English Village. The development should be complete in about a year. Dust off your resumes. The 17th Annual Business Expo and Jobs Fair will be coming this Thursday to the Mobile Civic Center Expo Hall. It's sponsored by the South Alabama Regional Planning Commission. They expect to have nearly 100 businesses and organizations there to accept resumes and talk about job opportunities. AAA reports the average price per gallon of gasoline in Alabama is 8 cents higher than it was last week to $2.33 a gallon. I'm Angie Norfell. This is the Alabama Radio Network.
Back with you for 24, and hopefully that conversation was not heard live. So.
It will be. We'll bring it up in a few minutes.
Hey, Ray, up in Baltimore, a little situation going on where the thugs have taken over the streets.
That's right. And that's not our words.
No.
That's the words of the mayor
and
the council.
And luckily the mayor did say that because the mayor did say... They were giving room to those that wanted to destroy, giving them room to do so.
And she made those comments on national TV.
And then turned around and
said
she didn't say it.
What did they give them, a playground or something, or a football field?
I guess, what did they give them, a rock quarry?
I don't think high schools have playgrounds. Their high schools might, but...
Yeah, well, high schools have playgrounds. It's just not the normal playground.
I mean, but you're right. You showed it. I didn't know that, but you showed that to me, Jason, just a few minutes ago. That the comments that she made, you know, about, as you said, giving them room to destroy.
Destroy.
Is that what you?
Those who want to destroy, giving them room to do so.
And the only interview I saw again was the one where she was calling them thugs, and these people don't live here, and they've just, you know, they're coming, destroying our city that, you know, we worked so hard for through all the years, blah, 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 to have a nice city. So I was not privy. I had not seen the comments that she made about giving them room to destroy.
And tell me this, Ray. The police were told to stand down. All right, we put those police officers out there and told to stand down. They were not to take any action. So why are they even out there?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they're taking their chance of. I mean, if somebody throws a rock at them, what can they do? Nothing.
Yeah, just put their shield up.
I mean, what are you going to send them out there with? You remember the little stopper gun we play with as kids? You know, you going to send them out there with that?
And then, you know, I told you there was a kid on the news that come up, raises his shirt up because he was shot with a beanbag earlier and said he was bruised.
Yeah.
Bless his heart. I'm telling you.
If that was your kid or my kid, he'd no bruise. But it wouldn't have to pull his shirt up. He'd have to pull his pants down because his tail would be bruised.
That's it. Like don't like it.
Yeah.
Turn the radio off if you want to after I say this, but I promise you, if you would shoot a couple of them, tonight the streets would be empty.
It'd be clear, huh?
Yeah, and I'm not.
You think you could send your 8-year-old to go out to the walk to the store and get some milk?
Oh, yeah, there would be no bother. I don't care if they're white, black, purple, orange, if they're out there destroying stuff, drop a couple of them. Give them a reason to write, and they'll be at home where they should be.
Oh, man.
It's a bad
situation. It's a bad situation.
Right, and our president was sitting on his hands until today, and then finally, and he did actually finally come out and use stronger language.
Did he learn what was happening by watching the news last night?
He learned about it. Yeah, he learned about it by what?
He was watching Fox.
That's a bad situation. There's been, you know, several people hurt, a lot of people arrested, I think 200. I think around 200 arrests.
Where is this going to end?
Yeah, I don't know.
And we are within a hair of the same thing happening in Birmingham, Alabama.
Yeah.
Coleman, I don't think we have to worry about that in Coleman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Birmingham could very easily spark something.
You know, so if folks want to protest, fine.
Right.
You know, I'm all for if people want to, you know, picket and carry their signs and do those kind of things. But come on, when you go just to for the purpose of just throwing rocks and breaking windows and looting people's businesses that have worked their whole lives. And you just destroyed their lives.
Had nothing to do with the situation.
Had nothing to do with it. And, you know, and maybe it's true, Jason, like what the mayor did say, that these people are thugs, that they don't even live here. You know, these people just come in here and act this way. And in a lot of cases, that may be true. But I would be safe to say there's a large percentage or some percentage of people that's out doing this that live in those communities. Case in point. You know, the mother was watching the news, and she sees her son on TV, her teenage son on TV out throwing rocks. Well, what does she do? She just loads up and goes, finds him, and goes to whaling on the side of his head for him being out there doing that.
And she'll probably be charged with child abuse.
She may very well be, you know, but I would say charges, you know, bring them on.
Yeah, if I was her, I would hope to be charged with child abuse.
That's right.
Because she will retire a millionaire.
That's right.
If she is.
Absolutely. So, you know, if us as parents responded more like she did, there would probably be less of the rioting going on. So, you know, we as the adults are responsible for how our young people act.
That's right. And, yes, the past has been black and bad and dark and
absolutely.
But we are not living in the past anymore.
Yeah.
It's time, 2015, everybody has an opportunity.
Everybody can be successful if they choose.
Maybe,
I think, you know, with the right skill set, with the right opportunity, you have a chance to.
Yeah, everybody's not going to have equal opportunity.
No.
No white people have equal opportunity.
No
black people have equal opportunity. But everybody has opportunity in the United States.
I agree. I think everybody has opportunity to make a living for themselves, stand on their own feet, and pay their own bills in most cases. Now, certainly, tragedy happens.
Right.
Situations happen that may be completely out of your control, my control, or anybody else's control. And for those folks, there's help there. And that is well deserved, and I'm all for it, and I know you are too. But at some point in time, if you're physically or mentally able to earn a living yourself, then get up, make your own living, and get off the government.
Amen, brother.
Period.
Amen. Hey, if you agree, disagree, or want to tell us how crazy we are, the number 256-737-9951. We'll tackle any topic today. It's the live show, so everybody's got two or three months.
Each other's already fired us, so what news? But,
this is like the year in review show.
That's right. It's just it's a terrible situation. It's a terrible testament about our country, and not just our country, but our world in general, that the value on human life is so minimal.
Right.
You know, and I'm not saying, I'm not giving the police officers always a pass to, you know, you can treat people however you want to just because you're wearing a uniform. Nobody's saying that. And we don't know the whole situation. And unless you are a police officer out there every single day, you and I, Jason, we don't have a clue as to what to go through. And I am so thankful to have them on the streets for us.
I do have enough clue to know that I would not do that job.
No. No.
Not be.
And they make minimal money. Right. For that job. There is no way on the face of the earth I'd do that job.
And the guy, a loss of life, a tragedy, don't matter what they've done or whatever, but this guy was not a Sunday school teacher.
Right.
He had been arrested 13, 14 times for drug charges.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't his first go-round.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not talking about an innocent kid.
Yeah, exactly. He wasn't completely innocent. But, you know, again, I don't know the details of, you know, what ended up with him passing away, so that's yet to be determined. And if there was wrongdoing that took place, then those people should be prosecuted. Right. It's irrelevant, you know. Like you say, white, black, purple, red, orange—it doesn't matter. If they did something wrong that deserves to be charged and tried and convicted, then they ought to go to jail. Period.
Like the police officer, I think, in South Carolina.
You know, yeah, the sheriff.
Eight times with him running away.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah, and exactly. And I saw some sheriff in South Carolina was going to have to spend, I think it was a year and a day or a year and a month in jail. Had nothing to do with, hurting somebody, but it was like a corruption scandal or something. So, you know, if you deserve to go to jail, you deserve to go.
That's it. Uniform and all.
Absolutely. So, Jason, you know, moving on to another topic of a horrible, horrible situation is in Nepal, where, you know, they had the horrible earthquake. I think it was like a 7.2, 7.3 on the scale. I just read a minute ago that the Prime Minister of India was saying that there could be, when it's all said and done, there could be as many as 10,000 casualties. And my mind really can't comprehend. No. You know, 10,000 casualties, you know, so.
What do you do in that situation, especially a country such as that? United States more equipped to handle something like that, but still it would be a huge undertaking for the United States.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. The world, or honestly, the world is going to have to band together and help these people, help this country get back on its,
I was watching some of that coverage last night, thinking about if that did happen here in this country, which, you know, we kind of had that back in the 80s in California.
It sure did, San Francisco.
I don't remember everyone setting up in tents out in the streets. Of course, I wasn't that old back then either.
Right.
But, you know, I just had a hard time wrapping my, I mean, you've got science fiction shows and movies, you know, disaster movies all the time, but, you know, how would we handle a response like that? And then I saw some coverage of the whole drone attacks thing. I don't know if y'all want me to go off on the right ring tangent or not, but how would we feel as a country if Iran or somebody like that, you know, sent, let's just say, 500 drones in our direction? Could we, you know, intercept and shoot every single one of them down before they started bombing buildings? And, you know, that's kind of a scary thought. You kind of see it from the other side.
Yeah, I agree.
Is this Monday yet?
Yeah, I agree, but... It's
10,000 bodies.
10,000. I don't know.
Impossible to remove those bodies
completely
before it becomes a health disaster.
Oh goodness! Can you imagine
all the diseases?
It'd be kind of like the typhoon back in. Gosh, I don't remember what year that's been, but it's been what, 7 years, 8, 9? I don't know. You know, the horrific typhoon that went, thousands of people were killed in China.
What kind of wave do you call that? It hit that
tsunami.
Country.
Tsunami.
Wiped that country out.
Absolutely. So, I don't know how they handle it. There's no way they can really recover all that. So, you know, it's horribly sad. And talking about sad, we have one more that's just even closer, you know, much closer home here. Was down at the Gulf Coast. You know, they were having a little sailboat catamaran race out at Dolphin Island on Sunday, and
a little closer to that than you guys are. I actually know some people who were in that race.
Really?
I see their posts on Facebook about it, and they're still in shock. And I believe they told me that the gust of wind that knocked them over, they were told, was 95 mile an hour.
Really? Okay. I read that it was 75, so 90 would make more, because they said it was hurricane force winds.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can imagine what a gust of 90 miles an hour will do to a little sailboat or a catamaran. And I think, Jay, you can probably correct me if I'm wrong, there's still, I think, 3 or 4 people missing.
I heard an update on the news a little earlier. Maybe we'll get another news update probably top of the hour or so. Okay. But I think they had given up the search because of the weather, but then I think they were able to resume it, and I think they found a few more of the bodies. Now, one of the people who was missing, they did find, he was alive with his family.
Okay. So that maybe I heard they were looking for 4, so maybe they're down to 3.
Yeah, I think maybe they found all 3 of the bodies and the one guy who they found alive. But it'll be in the news. Okay. It'll come up probably here in 15 minutes or so.
I knew I saw that there was missing one 17-year-old high school student. So just a horrible accident that happens here close to home when people are just out, you know, having a ball on a Sunday afternoon at Dolphin Island. So. You know.
Imagine being in the news media, going from, you know, the Mobile story immediately into the earthquake, and then immediately into Baltimore. It's like, where am I going to be tomorrow?
Yeah, I agree. You know, kind of puts everything in perspective there. Life is good and life is rosy, and we don't ever think about, you know, it could be gone in a heartbeat. So, hey, let's move on to a much brighter topics and talk a little bit about sports, Jason.
Yeah, let's hit the NBA, right?
Yeah, a little NBA action. As we know, the playoffs, they are taking place right now. The matchups, and we went over those the other day, but I'll do them again and give you an update. The number one, this is in the East, and Jason was complaining about some of the teams with losing records being in the playoffs. And
let me clear this. I don't care if they win the whole thing. They still should not be in the playoffs with a losing record.
I knew that's why you interrupted me to do that. Because
that's it.
The number one seed Atlanta Hawks were playing the number 8 seed Brooklyn Nets. And now the series, the Hawks were up 2-2. I'm sorry, they were up 2-0. Again, they're the number one seed. And the series is now tied at 2-2 with the Nets winning the last 2 games at home. Jason Williams, their point guard, they had been raking him over the coals for how poorly he had played and how much money he was getting paid. Well, he lit the Hawks up for 35 last night. So that series is now tied 2-2. Cavaliers, number 2 seed against the Boston Celtics. They defeated Boston 4 games to none. The last game being the Cavaliers won 101-93. So, moving on. Here's another one, Jason. Number 3 seed Chicago Bears. The number 6 seed Milwaukee Bucks. And I think Milwaukee either had a losing.
Chicago Bears playing.
Oh my goodness!
Chicago Bears playing basketball now. What have I missed?
That's why they've lost the last 2 games. I'm sorry. The Chicago Bulls against the Milwaukee Bucks. That series is now 3-2. The Bulls lead after the Bucks won the last 2 games. The last game they won 94-88. The next game will be Thursday night back in Chicago. So probably Chicago will, finish that series on Thursday night. And let me back up to the Hawks and the Nets, because I did not give you the next game for that one. The next game will be tomorrow night, the 29th, which is tomorrow, and that will be played 7:00 Eastern time. That will be back in Atlanta, and hopefully the Hawks will go up 3-2 there in that series. Couple more. The Raptors, the Toronto Raptors were the 4 seed playing against the Washington Wizards, and the Wizards have swept them 4 games to none.
Get out the broom.
The Wizards have taken care of the Raptors. On the Western Conference, which is where the better basketball is being played. The Golden State Warriors beat the New Orleans Pelicans in four straight games. Have you watched any of that at all?
I have not.
If you have not, if you're out there and you're not a big basketball fan at all, please take a little time and watch the Golden State Warriors and Seth Curry play.
Now, I've been hearing Seth Curry all
sports. Absolutely. And this is going to be a strange word because he's probably 6 foot, 6'1". He is the most dominating player, the hottest player in the NBA right now. It's not even close. I mean, if he's not getting 30 a night, he's had a terrible night. And it's not like he comes down and jacks it up every time down the floor. This kid is absolutely amazing to watch him play. So please, if you care anything about basketball, check out Golden State Warriors next time they play and watch Steph Curry. The other games going on in the Western Conference, you got the number two seeded Houston Rockets playing against the Dallas Mavericks. The Rockets lead that series 3-1, and they will be playing tonight back in Houston, 8:00. Eastern time, 7:00 hour time, and the Rockets probably will eliminate the Dallas Mavericks after tonight. So that game is going on tonight. This is the best series that's going on to me right now is the Los Angeles Clippers and the San Antonio Spurs. That is a good series. That one is tied at two games apiece, and then they play tonight. San Antonio is at the Clippers, and that game comes on at 10:30 Eastern, which is 9:30 our time. So that is a really
– one you have to watch in your pajamas.
Yeah, that is a really good series for a first-round matchup. Then the other one going on, you got the Portland Trail Blazers, the number four seed against the Memphis Grizzlies, and they are the five seed. Right now, Memphis is leading the series 3-1. However, Memphis is going to be without the services of Mike Conley, who was hurt in the game. Multiple facial fractures the other night in the ball game. He's already had surgery, and he will be out for the rest of the way. Talking about injuries, Kevin Love of the Cleveland Cavaliers will be out the remainder of the playoffs. He has a separated shoulder that happened during the game with Boston. So he is done for the playoffs as well, and that will certainly hurt Cleveland, the Cavaliers' possibility to win an NBA championship. Because really the only team, in my mind, in the Eastern Conference that has a chance to win it would be Cleveland, and I don't think that's going to happen either. So that is just a quick rundown of the NBA playoffs that are taking place, first round coverage.
While we're talking about the NBA, Ronnie, something caught my attention today as far as NBA bank accounts.
Anything with money catches
That's
your
it.
Attention,
Anything
Jason.
Anything with speaking. A dollar sign catches my attention. We'll do this, and then we'll go to a break and
All right.
Try to make a few dollar signs.
There you go.
It was the top 40 NBA bank accounts. This is former players, current players, coming in at number 40. Zach Randolph, $65 million in Memphis.
Is that his salary or is that
his
net worth?
Yeah, his
okay.
His bank account, his stash in the bank.
So. Okay, he is number 40.
Number 40
at $65 million.
And we're not going to do all 40. Just
right.
The highlights. How about Derrick Rose at number 33, $70 million?
Mm.
He's not been around long enough.
No, he's been hurt most of the time. Yeah.
How about this one, troublemaker from the past, Rasheed Wallace, $75 million.
Yeah.
Hey, that ain't chump change.
No, it's not. I think a man can afford to have a home and a boat and a car on that salary.
Carmelo Anthony, $80 million.
$80 million.
Coming in at number 16, Steve Nash, $95 million. 15, Dwayne Wade, $95 million. Dwight Howard at 13, $100 million. Tim Duncan, number 10, $130 million. Let's go to the top five. Kobe Bryant at number five, $260 million.
$260 for Kobe. I thought he would be a little bit higher than that on the list.
Yeah, LeBron, number four, $270 million.
$270 million. Does that include everything, the endorsements?
Yeah, I'm sure it does, because of course there's no.
That's where they make more. They make more money, I would assume, off of endorsements.
Oh, yeah.
Or as much as they do off their salaries.
Shaq comes in at number three, $350 million.
I bet you, without looking, I think I know number one.
There ain't no doubt about it.
It's pretty obvious, isn't it?
Who is it?
Magic Johnson.
No, number two.
Okay, then it's Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan. Magic Johnson, number two, $500 million.
He is a huge entrepreneur, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's got Burger King's. Yeah. He has a big hand in that. He actually owns
the Burger King in Hoover.
So. Does he?
Yeah, if you go in, you'll see the little plaque and all.
Yeah.
At number one, Michael Jordan doubling up everybody else.
Doubling up.
$1 billion.
Are you serious? $1 billion.
He was the Nike sponsor, right?
When Nike first started.
Yeah. Well invested, I guess.
You better believe it. The Air Jordans.
So.
Wow.
Hey,
$1 billion.
NBA guy, number 40 now, keep in mind, $65 million.
Yeah.
So. Hey, if you got a tall kid, put a ball in their hand.
That's right. If you don't, put a golf club in
their hand. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Exactly the same. All right, let's go to a break real fast, come back, regroup, and maybe talk a little SEC football. Alabama Crimson Tide.
Roll Tide.
Be right back. Sports Talk Live, 95.5, Tuesday edition.
The following is a community announcement from Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. Wes Hampton is coming to town. He's going to be performing a concert at St. John's Evangelical Protestant Church. The concert will take place on May the 3rd. Doors will open at 5:30. The concert begins at 6. The concert will be taking place at the Christ Hall, again at St. John's Evangelical Protestant Church, 512 2nd Avenue Southeast in Coleman. 256-734-0344. Ask for Karen for more information. Tickets are $10 apiece. They are available at OF Rectors and Sons and at St. John's Church office. Proceeds from the event go to St. John's Church Ministries. This has been a community announcement from Live 95. To submit your community announcement, send us an email at least 30 days before your event occurs to studio@live95coleman.com.
Hey there, Bob Baumhauer here. Last year, the Alabama State Park celebrated our 75th anniversary, but the fun really never ends. I'm happy because this year, special events and new promotions will help us reach out to those who have yet to visit a state park. In addition to providing family fun, our parks are located in some of the most beautiful parts of Alabama. So plan your next visit today, but this year, reach out and bring a friend. For more information, call 1-800-ALAPARK or go to alapark.com.
Brought to you by Alabama State Parks, the ABA, and this station.
In the ARN News Center, I'm Angie Norvell. Conservative criticism of a Republican plan to expand gambling. The Alabama Policy Institute says lotteries and other forms of gambling prey on the poor. The think tank says the state becomes addicted to the revenue, which gives political power to the gambling interests. Alabama Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh pushing fellow GOP lawmakers to abandon the party's longstanding opposition to expanding gambling. He's offering bills that authorize a lottery, also proposing Las Vegas-style table games at dog tracks. Marsh says this would provide revenue to shore up the general fund budget shortfall. Residents in Houston County trying to return to normal after severe weather over the weekend. Schools remain closed in Dothan as residents clean up. Power crews trying to get electricity restored to numerous homes and businesses. Area residents say they haven't seen this kind of destruction since Hurricane Opal. A car and school bus collide in Calhoun County. It happened on Highway 202 near Walter Wellborn Middle School. No children were hurt. The driver of the vehicle taken to the hospital. I'm Angie Norvell. This is the Alabama Radio Network. A Hoover man accused of raping a mentally handicapped woman repeatedly. Police say James Marshall McCracken faces charges in Hoover and Pelham for rape. Cops say the woman was incapable of consent by being mentally defective. About 11 years ago, he was charged with sexually abusing two children. 2013, he was arrested for failure to register as a sex offender. Numerous state agencies meeting tomorrow morning in Montgomery. They're talking about the rising problem of synthetic marijuana, also known as spice, in Alabama. The FBI, DEA, and Attorney General Luther Strange among the participants participants. Hospitals statewide reporting a dramatic increase in spice overdoses. Two accidents snarling traffic on I-65 in Blount County this morning. A UPS truck overturned, blocking two lanes of traffic on the northbound side near Garden City. The other accident on the southbound side in Chilton County. A witness says at least one vehicle left the roadway. Clanton police had to shut down the interstate briefly while working that accident. Gas prices in Alabama up 8 cents since last week to an average of $2.33 a gallon. I'm Angie Norfeld. This is ARN. In sports, a former Bama player making a court appearance, Jonathan Taylor, faces an assault charge by a woman who accused him of attacking her. She since recanted her statement, but investigators say they found probable cause. The woman's now charged with making a false statement. Taylor's set to appear in court again in July. Ladarrell Marshall from Leeds High School commits to Tennessee, wants to play wide receiver for the Volunteers, passing on a chance to play cornerback at Auburn and to be brought in as an athlete at Alabama. The three-star prospect is ranked as the number 35 athlete at 24/7 Sports Composite. Alabama opens the football season in September against Wisconsin, although we do not know who the Tide quarterback will be, and the Badgers are getting to know their new coach. Oddsmakers are deciding the line for the week one matchup in Arlington, Texas. FiveDimes.com says Bama's a 12.5-point favorite to win the season opener for the 14th year in a row. Tide's not started the season with a loss since 2001, when UCLA left T-Town with a win. In Major League Baseball, Atlanta Braves take on Washington tonight. Angie Norvell, ARN Sports.
Bunny Barnes.
You know something else you won't hear, me and you at graduation?
What's that?
That we'll be given a valedictorian address.
Yeah. No, there was no danger ever of that. So. Ronnie, the news segment there brought up that Alabama, a 12.5-point favorite at their season opener.
Yeah. What about that? Isn't that shocking?
That makes 69 games in a row that Alabama has been favored. Is it 69 games?
You got to say that's got to be a record.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about it.
Well, you know, my question is, it's way down the road, will they be favored in every game this year?
I don't think so. I don't know where it's going to be, but I think this year Alabama's going to drop off just a notch.
69 games in a row they've been favored to win.
Right.
Unbelievable.
And once again, they're favored to win the SEC, according to Five Dimes. Alabama is at plus 300, so you bet 100 on Alabama, you get back 300 if Alabama wins.
You're talking about winning the West or
winning the SEC
championship?
Auburn is plus 425, Georgia plus 475, Ole Miss 525, Tennessee 900, and then it goes down to Vandy plus 15,000.
Yeah, I wonder why. It's coming out of the West.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And national championship odds. Of course, Ohio State.
Oh, sure.
Number one, plus 475. Alabama, plus 800. TCU, plus 850. USC, plus 1500. And Auburn, plus 1800. That's your top five. So
Alabama's two in that.
Right.
I kind of thought that TCU would be ahead of them.
You know, that's what's odd. The odds makers are seeing this totally different than the people who put out the polls, because if you look at the polls, Alabama, I think, is number five or number six, Auburn at number nine, Ohio State, of course, is number one. Top five, you got TCU, Baylor, Ohio State, and I think USC. Ohio State at number one, Alabama at number five. So,
yeah.
Who knows?
For Alabama, for all those things to happen, they're going to have to find a quarterback.
Right.
Now, maybe they have. Maybe it is Coker. Maybe it's Cornwell. Maybe it's Blake Barnett. Or maybe it's Braxton Miller.
Yeah.
You know, you hear that?
Who knows?
You hear that talk going around.
Here's the thing, Ronnie.
Whether
he graduated in December, I think. So why, if he was going to transfer, why would he not have already transferred?
I don't know.
And been getting used to the system.
Yeah.
And
I don't know. I don't know if there's is there something that would keep him from it? Would he have to wait? I don't know all the intricacies of the NCAA and how transfer and those kind of things go. But if he were to transfer, not just to Alabama, but anywhere, I would assume he's got 2 years of eligibility left.
Yeah, I think so.
Because Coker had 2 years.
And I think from what I heard earlier today on a sports show that he was free to leave as of December 31st or December 30th, somewhere in there.
And I think Urban Meyer was on the Dan Patrick show on ESPN, and he was asked about that, and he basically said he has not heard anything from Braxton or any whatsoever about contemplating leaving or not. You know, I don't know. I'll say this. If Braxton Miller was considering leaving, I'd be in line to get him.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm Alabama or
anybody will make a spot.
Yeah. I would be in line to get him, even though, you know, they've taken Coker under similar circumstances. But Coker, he was a backup to Jameis, and Braxton Miller was not a backup to anybody.
Right.
So now, if Alabama, if there was any validity to that whatsoever, and if he in some strange way ended up in Tuscaloosa, that changes a lot of things for the University of Alabama.
No doubt about it. Alabama, a totally different team if he's behind center.
Absolutely.
Speaking of moving or leaving, no NFL dreams or ambitions for Malzahn, according to Philip Marshall. Coach Malzahn asked if he had any interest in entering the NFL, and he says, "I don't have any dreams or ambitions at this time." That's the key three words there. At this time.
He doesn't strike and if he's very successful at Auburn, or he stays there, or if he goes to another college and he's successful there, maybe that he'll have that itch to say, you know, can I do this? Can I run this in the NFL and be successful? Maybe so. But he just doesn't strike me as an NFL
head coach. You know? He has already proven money is not the driving force.
That's right.
Behind him, his family, filthy rich anyway.
Without football.
Oh, yeah, without coaching. So, maybe he don't have it at this time, but he will have a chunk of it at some point. So.
Yeah, it's just in the wings waiting, isn't it?
Yeah. Coach Malzahn says, "I want to win championships here. I want to be here for a while." He says he's in the right place at the right time. Auburn fits me. I love Auburn. I'm blessed to be the head coach here. I enjoy getting up and going to work every day. Auburn makes me feel like family. It's a special place. So who knows? He could leave tomorrow, as of right now, it sounds like he's going to be at Auburn.
He could leave tomorrow. You said that perfectly because they say the right things. They say what they have to say.
And, if he wins 7-8 games this year, there'll be people wanting him to leave.
You're right.
I mean, it is, what have you done for me lately?
Will Malzahn win a national championship at Auburn? Will Malzahn win a national championship, period?
I think if he is going to win one at Auburn, it will be year after this one. When Johnson has had a full year under center, and his running backs have some more experience.
If he's going to do it, you think it'll be within the next 2 to 3 years? Certainly not this year.
No,
they don't have the players.
No,
they don't have the defensive players for that. I don't care if it's Will Muschamp or whomever is your defensive coordinator. I think they've got to upgrade their stock. They've got to upgrade their player ability on the defensive side of the ball.
They're only, according to Five Dimes, fifth favorite team. So only four teams ahead of them.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see it.
Oh, I don't see it either. Of course, I don't see Alabama winning it either.
No, I don't either. I see
Ohio State
winning it.
As bad as I hate
exactly
for Ohio State
as bad
winning,
as I hate to say that. It's there for Ohio State to take.
Hey, the NFL draft coming up this week.
Thursday night.
Oh, it's
a lot of kids are going to come filthy rich all of a sudden.
Famous Jameis. He won't have to steal any crab legs anymore.
No, they were given to him, Jason.
I forgot. You forgot
that? They were given to him by an employee at Publix. Now, Jameis kept that quiet because he wanted to protect that innocent employee at Publix. He didn't want to get them in trouble. So that's why it was never mentioned. That
is
he was given those
the number one draft pick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't think... As it's played out now, I don't think there's any doubt he'll be the top draft pick. As you say, probably going to the Bucks because they have the first pick and they're awful.
Yeah, and they, if not, they have wasted a lot of time and money on famous Jameis.
That's right. I don't think it's in Jameis' interest to be in the state of Florida. But, you know, if he's drafted there, he's drafted there. I just think there's just too much. And, you know, there's a lot of things you can get into anywhere. I got that. But if he's staying in the state of Florida, he's going to have a lot of close ties with a lot of people that he might not need to have close ties with. But you know what? It's on him.
That's it. He's a big boy now,
right.
And he's going to make or break himself.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I think he'll be the top pick, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Tampa Bay, the number one pick.
Yep.
Tennessee, number two. Who do you think Tennessee takes? I don't know. I've heard Mariota,
yep.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
From what I'm hearing, if he's not picked by Tennessee, he's going to drop on back.
He could wait a while.
Yeah.
And that's the strange thing about that NFL draft. I guess that's why it's called a draft, because people, they don't just go out necessarily and recruit the best player. They recruit, they draft by positions,
right.
You know, that they need.
Fill their needs.
They fill their needs. That's absolutely right. So, but I think they end up taking him.
Number three on the Scouts top 32, Amari Cooper.
I've heard that too. He may go as high as three,
yeah.
If not three. I think in four, the Oakland Raiders, don't they have the fourth pick?
Fourth, yep, Oakland Raiders.
And I think, you know, that's been stated pretty plainly that they're going to take him if he's
somebody
still there.
Somebody is going to get a diamond right there.
Absolutely. Somebody is going to get a jewel right there, because he is a great receiver. He has great speed. He had a great combine. He had a great career. And he's a great kid who just minds his own business and keeps his mouth shut. You know?
Alabama.
Boy, everybody wants somebody like that.
Another Landon Collins coming in at 23. And that's going to do it. Auburn projected to have no one, deservedly so, in the top 32.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That tells you, you know, if you watch the NFL draft, that kind of tells you the status of your program.
Oh, yeah.
Because Alabama's had years where they had nobody in the first round.
Yeah. And that was some bad years.
That's right.
That was back under the old Mike days.
That's right. That was some bad.
Well, that NFL draft is a science.
Yes.
I'm telling you from start to finish, it is a science.
It is. And they pick you to pieces. You know, the smallest, minute details are a big, big deal to the NFL. So, a lot of money there to be made, Jason. You know, now granted, NFL is different. They've changed. These rookies coming in can't sign those big, huge contracts anymore.
They'll probably have to pick up a second job.
Oh yeah. And talking about the NFL draft, Jason, did you happen to see? And on the list you have Shane Ray from Missouri. Is he on your list there? He would probably be in the top 10, depending on when you. From Missouri.
He is at number 17.
Okay, he's listed at number 17. I'd heard that he could go as early as within the top 10. Now, he is the number one linebacker, defensive end position coming out of college. So he would have signed for millions, which they all will, especially those in the first round. But as we know, you may not know, he was cited recently. Pulled over for speeding and was cited for possession of marijuana. Now, how idiotic.
Was that yesterday?
Yesterday or the day before. And you have the NBA draft in 2 days, and you are going to possibly, certainly, be a mid to a high first round draft pick, and you get cited for marijuana, and you have already failed a drug test while at the University of Missouri.
Right, and I heard this morning, Ronnie, that the NFL powers to be says it's not the marijuana thing. They know and realize that, hey, probably 50% of their team is smoking marijuana. But it is the decision-making and the poor judgment that's going to cost this kid. So.
Right, and it's going to cost him millions. You know, we talked before we ever came on the air that some people, and this is probably an extreme, are saying he's going to not only drop out of the first round, but it may be the third or the fourth round before he goes. I personally don't think that's going to be the case. I don't think he'll go first round. I think he's going to end up probably second round. But that decision is going to cost him millions over a 4-year period, because I think that's what these rookies sign. They sign 4-year, you know, for a 4-year period of time. And I think he's probably going to lose in excess of $4 million over 4 years.
That was an expensive
smoke.
That
was a expensive doobie, that's for sure. Wow, what a horrible choice, what a horrible decision to get busted with marijuana 2 days before the NFL draft.
And if I understand it right, he was riding down the road with his window down.
Yeah.
And smoking the marijuana.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
And was pulled over for speeding. So, you know, it's just got you. I mean, in one way, you hate it for the kid.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you hate it that he made, but that he made such a bad judgment right before the NFL draft, and it's going to cost him millions.
Here's one, Ronnie, kind of a surprise to me. Todd Gurley,
running back, Georgia
running back, number 9. I thought he might go a little higher than that.
Yeah, and he's moved up from what I think he was previously. But you know, he had been hurt, as we all know, and maybe that played a part. But gosh, I think he is a super running back.
Oh yeah,
but
he is.
But the premium set for NFL running backs anymore is just not what it used to be. You know, people are not jumping all over the bandwagon to get running backs anymore.
Running backs have a very limited time.
Yes, they do.
What a beating they take.
Yeah. So, you can be a great, great running back, and you're not going to go early. I mean, the game has just changed. I think wide receivers are going to go before running backs.
Oh, yeah. In fact, 2 of the first 5 are wide receivers.
Exactly.
And then wide receivers all the way down.
Yep.
A lot of defensive tackles being taken.
That's right.
How about this one? Kind of surprised me. It goes back to just what you were talking about running backs. Melvin Gordon.
Thought about him.
Wisconsin, number 21. That is, you tell me 20 people, and it's probably what you said, people feeling needs.
Yeah.
Because there's no way there's 20 ball players better than Melvin Gordon.
Does he not have a star NFL running back written all over him?
Auburn still trying to catch him.
Oh, or get up from him running over you. I mean, he is an absolute specimen. So, but the premium on the running backs coming out of college, it's just not there anymore. I wouldn't say it's like a dime a dozen, but the importance sure isn't what it used to be in the NFL for running backs.
And now, I don't know this, but from what I'm reading, there seems to be what they think is going to be a quarterback shortage in the SEC, that the SEC, usually has 3 or 4 star quarterbacks.
It's
NFL caliber.
Yeah.
Not so much right now. When you think about it,
who are they?
Yeah. Who are the star quarterbacks of the SEC? When you hear the name Jeremy Johnson keeps popping out, and we're talking about a guy that has started 2 games in his career.
I mean,
and that was because the starting quarterback was suspended.
I mean, he hadn't even played enough to get his uniform sweaty.
Yeah, he's not even got grass stained.
No. So you're right. I mean, it's no matter which team you look at. I think, honestly, and we both love college football, if you called out, gave me the name, number one, I'm probably not even going to know their quarterback, and I'm sure not going to know where they play.
I can't think of one. Well,
Jeremy Johnson is the one. That's right.
That's
exactly.
It.
Dak Prescott at Mississippi State is certainly a Heisman Trophy candidate, as it was last year. You're exactly right, Jason. He's it.
Yeah.
Other than maybe you hear Jeremy Johnson.
Yeah.
So this is not going to be a league this year that's known for SEC quarterbacks, unless you get somebody like a Braxton Miller transfers in, to Alabama or, one of the SEC schools.
And Prescott making some news on his own. Did you see where he got the tar beat out of him at spring break?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, there's a YouTube video. Big fight erupts out in the parking lot. It looked like he was highly intoxicated the fight started, and he was put to the ground very quickly.
He wasn't able to defend himself.
No, he lacked a lot when it come to the fighting.
Uh-huh.
So,
well,
he was put to the ground, and
maybe he learned a lesson from that.
Maybe so.
You would think, because, you know, he's got an NFL career waiting on him. Not saying he'd be a starter, but, gosh, you know, you can have a great career as a backup.
You think Jeremy Johnson, if he is all that in a bag of cookies, is he's cracked up to be, 1 year or 2 years at Auburn?
What is he, a sophomore?
Yeah, no, he'll be a junior.
He'll be a junior?
Yeah.
If he has a good year, he's gone.
That's what I think, too. You want to see him have that good a year, but then you hate to lose him. Yeah. Of course, Sean White is said to have been a close second for that position. So
yeah,
and that will be different. Auburn having a white quarterback.
Yeah,
not being racist.
No,
but
it's just something hasn't happened in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Absolutely.
And so, the last one wasn't very good.
Yeah, so. you're right. It's probably a reason they're not. But yeah, I think if he has a really good year, I think he's gone.
All right, 5-11, we'll take a quick break, come back, and catch up maybe on some local sports.
Yeah.
Not a lot going on.
Not a lot going on, but there's a little bit.
Hey, if you've got somebody involved in this.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
That's right.
All right, take us away. Sports Talk Live, 95.5, final edition until who knows when, July or August. We'll be right back.
New Live 95 WRJM LP Coleman.
Hey Coleman, Live 95 turned 1 year old back on April 7th, and to celebrate, here is the announcement you've all been waiting for. The schedule for the first annual Live 95 Battle of the Bands. Come join us at Grumpy's Down Under in the basement of Grumpy's Italian Grill next to the Coleman Civic Center on Saturday, May the 2nd. Coleman bands have stepped up to the challenge, and we have a full roster of performers. It will all kick off with the band Caliber at 12 noon, followed by Crystal Hillis at 2 p.m. Then see Jimmy Reeves do an hour acoustic set at 4 p.m., followed by Jenny DeShiznet at 5. Start the evening off with Gary Sanders at 6 p.m. Stay for Hide Nor Hair at 8 p.m. and wrap it all up with Studio Runaways at 10 p.m. The audio for the event will be professionally managed by local production company Baker Productions. Live 95 will still take requests to perform as backups in case a book band cancels. So go ahead and send those requests to perform to studio@live95coleman.com or on our Facebook page. Live 95 will be taking donations at the event, and you can vote for any of the bands performing by donating to their tip jar. If you can't make the show, no problem. Donate online using PayPal from the Live 95 website and make your vote count. All donations will be split evenly between the performer and the radio station. The entire event will be broadcast live on Live 95, and each band will receive promotional airtime on Live 95 just for participating in the event. Happy birthday to us! And here's to another year of providing Coleman with a unique blend of music. Come and meet us Saturday, May 2nd at Grumpy's Down Under in the basement of Grumpy's Italian Grill next to the Coleman Civic Center.
The following is a community announcement from Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. Wes Hampton is coming to town. He's going to be performing a concert at St. John's Evangelical Protestant Church. The concert will take place on May the 3rd. Doors will open at 5:30. The concert begins at 6. The concert will be taking place at the Christ Hall, again at St. John's Evangelical Protestant Church, 512 2nd Avenue Southeast in Coleman, 256-734-0344. Ask for Karen for more information. Tickets are $10 apiece. They are available at OF Rectors and Sons and at St. John's Church office. Proceeds from the event go to St. John's Church Ministries. This has been a community announcement from Live 95. To submit your community announcement, send us an email at least 30 days before your event occurs to studio@live95coleman.com.
Live 95 is 95.5 FM. We play the new.
the old.
While Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatters, sons of bankers, sons of lawyers, turn around and say good morning to the night.
And we throw in a few live tracks, too.
Caroline, good times never seem so good.
That's good. We're Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio.
.515 or .516, according to how you look at the clock. But anyway,
wait a minute, according to how you look at
it, around that time. Oh. So. Ronnie, catch us up. What's going on locally?
Well, you know, Jason, again, this time of year, basically everybody, all for the most part, sports are over with unless you are advancing, you know, kind of deep into the playoffs. I know this is a second round of baseball that's taking place actually today, and I know that Coleman is playing Fort Payne in baseball second round, and then Coleman's girls soccer team is also playing against Fort Payne's girls soccer team today. So those are, that is all of the local sports high school sports that's taking place right now. Of course, you've had some schools, well, I guess all of them are just in the middle of doing their spring training. Some have done it earlier. Some are doing it right now. But, you know, there's really nothing, you know, to report interesting from high school spring training for the most part. Really, it's kind of like college, you know, football spring training. You know, it is what it is. You get a chance to look at your team and, you know, look at some individual kids and what they may be able to do and what they may not be able to do. But, you know, I don't think you put a whole lot of stock in a spring football game playing against one another. So, that's really all the sports is taking place right now other than, high school and high school golf is also taking place. And I just spoke with, Mike Rogers, whose daughter Lindsay plays for, goes to West Point, and she is an outstanding golfer. She competed in the sectional golf tournament over in Russellville the last 2 days, and she has now qualified to advance on to, I don't know if it's the state or if it's the, you know, the sectional, whatever the case may be, and he thought she might be the low medalist of all the girls there. So,
congrats.
You know, congratulations to Lindsay Rogers. And, in spite of her dad, she's a pretty good golfer. So,
Ronnie, speaking of spring football, the top 10 crowds, you might say, attendance for spring football games. Alabama, Auburn represented well. Alabama actually dropping off.
I heard that number.
Number 10, Oklahoma. 42,807. 9, Georgia, 46,815. Number 8, Michigan State with 48,000. Number 7, Michigan with 60,000. Number 6, Auburn, 62,143. Tennessee, 63,016. And a lot of hype Tennessee
sure
this year.
Yeah, so. Tennessee's supposed to be a hot ticket, you know, in the East.
Oh, yeah. Alabama, 65,175. Penn State at number 3, 68,000. Nebraska, 76,881. And by far, the number one team in attendance.
I think I see that. And that's
Ohio State. Ohio State, 99,391 people.
That's almost a sellout.
For their spring game.
Spring game.
At $5 a pop. So $500,000 made.
What about that?
Off of their spring football
and
game.
That's all due to the fact coming off a national championship and, you know, those, well, it can't be so much with the quarterbacks because only one of them played in the spring game. Miller didn't play, and Barrett, isn't that his name?
Yeah.
He didn't play.
JT Barrett.
The only one of them played was Jones.
I figured they would throw one on one team. Well, they still don't have one quarterback.
That's right.
Don't worry about Ohio State.
Wow, almost 100,000 shows up. You know, I looked at that and I thought that said Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, Oklahoma State? I don't have a stadium that will host that many people. So.
Hey, we got a text here from Eddie Gwynn wants to call in, and he has lost the number, so I'm going to get that to him and see if we can get Eddie in here on the last show of the spring.
Hey, I'll kill just a little time for you. I have an announcement that I pulled right off of Facebook. I'm going to bring it because I wanted to spring this on y'all and not give you a chance to react to it. So look on your screen there, and I'll be in there in just a moment with a handout.
Okay.
This will be fun.
All right.
Coming up next, right off Facebook, how to save money on your taxes. And
this clearly not confirmed by anyone, but start reading through that there, Jason. Let's just have an open discussion.
Okay. If you're a man, don't get married. Now, how you save money on your taxes with that one?
I would just keep reading. And I am not following these rules, FYI.
Okay.
I thought about it when I read through it.
Couple of kids. Number three, use your mom's address for your mail.
Uh-huh.
Number four, buy a house.
Didn't say buy your house, buy a house.
Right. Number five, rent your house to your girlfriend and your two kids. Yeah. Section eight will pay $900 a month for rent on the three-bedroom home. Have your girlfriend sign up for Obamacare. Your girlfriend gets to go to college free as a single mother. Number nine, she also gets $400 a month for food stamps. Number 10, she gets free cell phone. That's a topic all of its own. Number 11, she also gets a cash grant to help pay for heating cost.
I hadn't heard about that one.
Move into your house with her, but keep your mom's address for your mail. Each of you can claim one child on your taxes, so now you both get to claim head of household credit, $1,295. Number 14, have your girlfriend get a permanent disability for marked difficulties maintaining concentration or having back pain. This is all perfectly legal and is being enjoyed by millions of people.
Unverified, but it sure does sound real. And now for the grand tallies. Go ahead, Jason.
Okay, here's how it all adds up. $22,800 disability, $10,800 housing benefit, $4,800 food stamps, $3,300 Obamacare subsidy.
I'm in the wrong profession. Yeah.
$900 utilities grant, $5,645 Pell Grant cash, $12,000 yearly college tuition grant.
All right, now I know that's wrong because Pell Grant is college tuition, so they messed that up. Keep going there.
$8,000 single mother tax benefit plus $1,295 head of household credit equals $69,540 and didn't even add the free cell phone. So now you know why the nation is $18,205,125,300.
Well, I'm impressed.
That's a pretty good plan. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Try that out, Jay, and let us know how that works.
I'll report back in the fall.
Absolutely. I'm impressed that you read all those numbers off at the end.
Hey, the only reason I knew that is because we were 8-3 and in debt.
Yeah. I'm impressed with you on that, Jason.
If you had to give me that number a blind, I wouldn't.
Well, you're able to do that because having Spiegel Contracting, though, you deal with numbers like that all the time.
Oh,
profit
yeah.
Profit margin.
Yeah, debt.
Debt. Yeah. Oh, man.
Hey, I think we may have Eddie. Number 22, I think, is his first call.
First call.
That was the perfect amount of filler that we needed, wasn't it?
That's it.
Hey, number 22, welcome back to Sports Talk Live. Been a while.
Well, you know, since I was the first, I was hoping to be the last.
Absolutely. Yeah. You will be, too.
You know, I'm sure, I don't know, somebody I know might just be me, so I can't have that last honor.
Yeah. Eddie, guys, what has happened to Tally? We haven't heard from Tally in a long time.
Well, Jason, is that a bad thing?
I didn't say that, but...
You know, I'm not sure. I thought you wanted to have a little bit of knowledge on your show. I didn't know. Did you see what he just asked us on Facebook?
No, I haven't seen
he
that.
He just asked us if the NFL draft's already happened.
I bet you Shane Ray wished it already happened.
Yeah, Shane Ray wished it happened.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's better to burn one, I guess, after you got your money than
before. Yeah, because he's burned several million up by getting a citation, we'll say.
Eddie, what about Alabama football? Put us in before we take our break and come back in July or August.
Yeah, Braxton Miller, baby.
Is he coming?
Everybody tells me they got an inside source and he's already down there. Are you kidding me? I said he's playing golf with Spurrier. Spurrier's coming too.
Yeah.
So they're down there playing golf together in Tuscaloosa.
Oh, man.
Right now the way it stands, I don't foresee us being as strong next year if things don't change at the quarterback position. But then again, Ronnie, we said that Blake Sims could never play.
That's right.
That tells you how smart I am.
Well, me too. You know, I thought, this is not going to go well.
Mm-hmm. Nope. And, we'll just see what happens. I think the defensive line is going to be solid. If they can get any defensive back play, you're going to have to draw some real plays in the sand, Gus, to come up with some things to beat them. But, I think they'll be good defensively, but the offensive side is very scary and very little depth in running back now.
Absolutely. And, with some going to injury, and then you had a couple Jones that was kicked off and Tenpenny left. And Eddie, you just don't know, what's that leave you with?
It does let those freshmen, as good as they say, is coming in. The thing is, what I was looking forward to see, Ronnie, I was looking forward to see, if Drake's back 100%, him and Henry in the same backfield. I thought that would be a pretty cool demographic like they did at USC, those years with Reggie Bush and the guy that played at Tennessee. What's his name? Drawing a blank. The big, strong running back. They were that same backfield. They were so good together.
How do you think Drake's going to be?
I mean, everything you read and see looks pretty good. As long as he's not gun shy when he gets out there, I think he's going to be okay.
Hey, right. Eddie, one thing I love about this year, it has been a while since it's, I would say it maybe 50, 60, 40, something like that, on people picking Alabama, Auburn to win the SEC.
It's
going to
be close.
It's going to be a tight one this year. If Jeremy Johnson, as men running has talked about, is what they're saying he's going to be, and we'll see.
And Muschamp's got to make some. He's got to make some moves on that side of the ball, and I think he will. Do it. That's going to be key too, because you were not upset with that defense at all last year.
No,
I remember you were really happy.
Yeah. I've been screaming for 2 years.
I think he was becoming a GSU fan maybe halfway through the season.
Absolutely. Go Gamecocks.
Hey, I guarantee GSU's defense was better.
He was paying people to go to Auburn. I'll give you a parking pass for free.
Hey, and Eddie, I didn't even renew my season tickets this year.
Really?
It got to where last year I told Ronnie it was more of a job having to go. The year they made the run, that was all fun and good, but last year it was like a job going. So.
Broke you down last
now
year.
Now I go to the games I want to go to and stay home when I want to.
Jason, that's what I did a couple of years ago because, for years I'd go home and away, and it is like a job. It takes so much.
Yeah.
There's something to be said about sitting at home and watching three or four different games. You can't do that.
No.
You cannot do it.
Yeah. Hey, let's change gears, Eddie. What do you think about Bama hiring Avery Johnson?
I think it was a smart hire at the time, depending, after they got the egg in their face,
pulling
the world at Wichita State. I think it gave them it gave Battle enough room that he'll be gone before the verdict's out. But his recruiting skills, I think, are going to be better. They give him credit. We know he's a heck of a heck of a coach.
Right.
It's just going to be a matter of recruiting. But I think it was a smart move, Ronnie. That's about the best way I can say. I don't know if it's going to be a good move. I think it was, after the Wichita State coach turned them down, I think it was a smart hire.
I agree with you. And I did see where they kept Petway on his staff.
That was smart.
Absolutely. It's a smart move, and that's what helped him, I'm sure, be able to get the kid from Theodore High School. Now, he can play. I mean, he's a real deal. I've seen him play.
And I was listening to, and I don't even know how I stumbled on it. I was on XM somewhere, and there was the NBA channel. Somehow it was on. I guess I was listening to some other game or something. And they were interviewing Johnson. It was more about an NBA thing, but this guy was just talking about how Alabama was so lucky, this NBA channel to get Avery Johnson.
Uh-huh.
And it was, it was crazy.
Everything I've heard, and I'm sure you have too, some people say, they've knocked it out of the park by getting him. And considering, as you said, with the egg on the face after Marshall turned him down, he's by far the best they could have gotten, because if they didn't get Avery Johnson, then who do they hire?
Well, I mean, then you're going back to Murray State again, and we've been there, done that. Godfrey's turned out to be a good job, you know, good coach at NC State, I guess. But
guys, we know that Avery Johnson was relegated, according to Stephen A. Smith, to take the Alabama job, that he should be paid more than Alabama's paying him. He should be in a higher position than Alabama, coach. Have you heard all those comments, Eddie?
You know, you have some, but I think the guy, you know, for he didn't get a job for some reason, Jason, a couple of years up there, so he may be trying to rebuild his resume as well. Yeah. And to be honest with you, Jason, if it had been 2 years down the road, Pearl would have already locked up the state. And so Alabama had to make a desperation when it didn't work out. You know, I think that was, now they can sell, I can get you to the NBA. I know how to get there. I know what it's about.
And that's what he's going to sell them on.
Yep.
And that's what he should sell them on.
Absolutely. Because even, you know, what bothered me a little bit, Ronnie, was his first conference. He goes, I don't care if you're a one-and-done guy, we want you. And, you know, of course, I hate that. But I guess it's where it's going.
I think you're right. I think Kentucky has certainly set the precedence there. And
well,
you know,
Duke's doing it now.
Yeah,
Duke's,
I was going to say, Duke has followed suit. And I saw where Duke will have the number one recruiting class. They've got four out of the top 25 players in the country that's committed to Duke.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if they're one and done or what. If you're going to give me some W's, bring them.
Dang, Jason. You know, Ronnie, he did give money to Cam Newton. He was part of that one.
That's it.
He said, Cam, I don't care if you're one and done. I'm going to throw in 10,000 at 180.
Hey, I would have gladly give to him. I would give, if I had another Cam Newton, I would gladly give to him.
It was like Barkley told him it was the best money they could ever spend.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Barkley. He is absolutely hilarious.
He did tell me that, Ronnie, in person. You know, he'd laugh when he said it, but he did tell me.
But I think, staying on Alabama basketball, hey, Eddie, do you think they make the NIT next year?
Yeah, I think so.
You got to be pretty bad not to make the NIT.
That's the bad thing. You know, we fire our coaches, they'll make it.
That's right.
Probably thought they were going to make it, and they'd kept them on a couple more weeks.
Exactly.
Yeah. That you have to be pretty bad. And I think he'll spark some life.
Yeah, I think he'll put some rear ends in the seats, and they desperately need that. You know,
and he had, you know, I think it was smart him having Wimp at the press conference as well. Wimp knew how to put butts in the seats.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, he's very charismatic. You know, he's kind of like Bruce Pearl along those lines. And people, you know, are going to be drawn to him. People are going to like him. And he's very personable. And that's just not Anthony Grant's, forte. And it just didn't work out for him.
Yeah, I think Grant was a good man. He just showed no emotion. And he was just more of a statue on the sideline.
Yeah, which he's now back at Florida again.
Yep, which makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which makes sense. That's what I think. He's a really good secondary guy. He's just a good man.
I hope it turns out well for Alabama. Believe it or not, Eddie, I would actually like to see Alabama have a good basketball team. Auburn have a good basketball team. Basketball is a sport that you can play on Tuesday night or Wednesday night, whatever, and nobody gets upset about it. If their team loses, we talk about it, and then the next day it's on to something else.
That's right.
So.
You just want them both to be good.
Yeah.
Well, back when Auburn had Barkley and Bama had Hurt, you know, and Whatley, and that was fun times.
It was.
You know, it was a good time back then. The Sonny and Wimp going at it. That was good times. It was.
There's your two characters right there.
I know. And they, you know, such good friends. That was good. Basketball was good in the state, and there's no reason why it can't be.
Absolutely.
You know, never understood it.
All right, Eddie, give us a prediction for Alabama next season. What the record going to be?
I think they're going to lose two in regular season.
Lose two.
Don't ask me to who, but I think they're going to lose two.
Yeah, that I would say that would be.
I don't think anybody in the West is going to be undefeated.
No, I don't either.
I don't either. And I think, and Jason may make you feel better, I think Auburn's team to beat in the West right now. I can't understand Alabama's schedule in Arkansas for homecoming. That was crazy.
Boy, isn't that
Most
upcoming team in the conference, that's who you're going to schedule for homecoming.
You got that right. Folks didn't want any of Arkansas last year.
No, they didn't. But, and so it's going to be a fun year.
Yeah, who knows? The West up for grabs. Ole Miss still with a decent shot. Mississippi State with a decent shot. Who knows about Texas A&M? I still think they're going to be a fluke. So
I do too. And you still got LSU over there.
Yeah.
You got some running backs over down there, buddy.
How about this? Do you agree with I think Ronnie shares this opinion. Kevin Sumlin, the most overpaid coach in the SEC.
Overpaid, overrated. And right. I was looking at him. Are you kidding me?
Exactly.
Thank you, Johnny Manziel. All I got to say.
Yeah. Yeah. $5 million a year he's paid.
Yeah. Thank you, Johnny Manziel.
That's it. That's exactly right.
That's what he had. Had no defense, but he had Johnny Manziel.
Yeah. And like he had anything to do with when the ball was snapped.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just like Johnny just plays in the
backyard.
Yeah,
backyard
you know?
Football.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sure. And he was good at it.
He was good, and timing's everything. And, you know, he got the money while he was hot.
That's so, it. I can't fault him.
I mean, I was sitting down there last year at that 49-0 game. You know, you just kind of shook your head going, is this Texas A&M? Seriously?
Yeah.
I think it was it 49 or was it worse? I can't even remember.
I think it was 49, but it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, all I remember is they beat Auburn.
Yeah, that's right.
And I left the game and missed the. I got to the hotel and seen the.
He watched the rest of
it. Yeah, let's give it away at the end. So.
That's true. Yeah, that. Well, you know, you couldn't understand Marshall. I told you that. You can't blame your center. He couldn't understand what he was saying.
Yeah.
You know, we already had.
I don't doubt that a bit.
Jason, what do you think? You know, because I always give you a hard time. What, three out of their last eight? Only 3 wins in 8 games. Are they really going to turn it around, or is this just hype?
I don't know. I think it all rides on Jeremy Johnson. If he's what he's cracked up to be, Auburn, like you said, is going to be the team to beat. If not, Auburn will see another season about like last year. So.
Yeah, because you're screaming that he should have been starting all last year. When
yeah,
you
and I still say that.
Now, I understand against Alabama, to me, Marshall looked like he was all pro.
Yeah, that was
right.
One game.
Yeah, well, to get some great defensive backs, I'm
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hot line DBs back there.
Absolutely.
It won't be as flashy with Johnson, but it will be a consistent throwing game. You're going to see a different Auburn offense this year, I think. So.
Well, Coates is going to hurt, but you still got a great wide receiver on that other side, you know.
Well, he is a man.
He is a beast.
And he has actually got common sense. I read today where he stayed at Auburn, wanted to be the first person in his family to get a college degree. He's wanting his degree.
Right. Good for
he
him.
Wanted to accomplish what he set out to at Auburn. So kind of unusual this day and time.
Now, why did he get in trouble at the bowl game, Jason? I can't remember. What did he do?
I don't even remember, Eddie.
Didn't he get suspended for the bowl
game? Yeah, he was left at home.
Left at home.
Yeah. Okay, I couldn't remember. I just remember he had some kind of, I don't know if it was attitude or like us. I can't remember. I didn't hear anything bad.
Yeah, I think it was, all I ever heard, I think, just by the standard violation of team policy or team rules. You
something
know?
Stupid.
It covers
probably,
everything under the sun.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
He was probably hanging out with Shane Ray.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably right. Absolutely
right. That's
probably
right. What it was. That's probably what it was. Him and Shane were having a good time.
That's it. Oh, yeah. Man.
They were buying it from Jimmy John, got out of prison for a week. He was on their dealer. Are that tied in from Buford, Georgia we had last year? How'd that thing get swept on the rug?
Oh, I don't know.
That's because he was about 15, but man, I've never seen a football player from Alabama get under the rug so quick for some drugs.
Absolutely.
That was crazy.
Yep.
We must have good. We have a PR machine down there, Jason. They'll sweep that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And stuff never happened.
That's right. It just goes away. But you know, lasted if they got
yeah.
I'm glad to hear Alabama fans saying that because a large portion of them thinks Alabama don't ever pay any players. They don't have anybody that smokes marijuana. Everybody goes to church on Sunday.
They do.
And Wednesday.
Wednesday night.
Almost Wednesday.
They go to prayer service.
And all the thugs go to Auburn. We're doing all the robberies and the dope smoking.
That's
and,
right.
Well, that thug they kicked off, you know, that was at Georgia first, and they just kicked off. I was at JSU for the J-Day game, and they were like, we didn't even want him.
Yeah.
You know, that tells you how bad he is. JSU didn't even
want him.
So he must be bad.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't do that, Eddie.
No.
She done dropped it and said she made it up. So.
Yeah, she got thinking, oh, my goodness, I just screwed myself out of millions of dollars.
Yeah,
yep, that's
right.
It.
And that's what happened. She woke up.
You think he'll land anywhere else?
Probably, but, you know, it'll be somewhere small. But like I said, if GSU won't take you, and I'm not saying anything bad about my university, that tells you that,
sure.
You know, UNA might, you know, with a D2 type of school.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. Somebody will take a chance on him because he's a good football player. Alabama did because he's a good football player. Why Alabama would have to do that, I don't know.
Yeah, it's not like it's Alabama is hurting for talent.
No, I mean, you get number one recruiting every year, you have to take this piece of crap.
Right.
You got to be kidding.
Yep, I agree.
And you see, we can find some things we agree on.
Absolutely. Absolutely, we can. We agree more than we let on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but you know, we got to keep it going.
It's more entertaining just to keep. I think everybody else just enjoys the spot.
Yeah.
So that's it. That is it. Well, all right, guys. So when you back on the air?
Probably mid-July. Mid-July to the 1st of August. I'll hit Facebook up a couple weeks ahead of time and want to make sure you call us first.
That's right.
Next time. Got to keep the tradition going.
That's it. Keep the tradition. I'll be first and last. So, you know, Sheila, you better not be calling.
Hey, hey, Eddie, she will do it. If she's listening, she'll do it just to get you.
She'll do it to piss me off.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right,
guys.
Good job. Have a great summer, Eddie.
Thanks, Eddie.
All right, be careful of that milk.
All right, 5:41, Sports Talk Live, winding it down, the spring edition, only 19 minutes remaining.
So. Or less.
Yeah, or less, who knows. Hey, we're graduating, huh?
That's right. Can't take my diploma.
Yeah. We'll be right back. Sports Talk Live, 95.5, Coleman.
Hey, Coleman. Live 95 turned 1 year old back on April 7th. And to celebrate, here is the announcement you've all been waiting for. The schedule for the first annual Live 95 Battle of the Bands. Come join us at Grumpy's Down Under in the basement of Grumpy's Italian Grill next to the Coleman Civic Center on Saturday, May the 2nd. Coleman bands have stepped up to the challenge, and we have a full roster of performers. It will all kick off with the band Caliber at 12 noon, followed by Crystal Hillis at 2 p.m. Then see Jimmy Reeves do an hour acoustic set at 4 p.m., followed by Jenny DeShiznet at 5. Start the evening off with Gary Sanders at 6 p.m. Stay for Hide Nor Hair at 8 p.m. and wrap it all up with Studio Runaways at 10 p.m. The audio for the event will be professionally managed by local production company Baker Productions. Live 95 will still take requests to perform as backups in case a book band cancels. So go ahead and send those requests to perform to studio@live95coleman.com or on our Facebook page. Live 95 will be taking donations at the event, and you can vote for any of the bands performing by donating to their tip jar. If you can't make the show, no problem. Donate online using PayPal from the Live 95 website and make your vote count. All donations will be split evenly between the performer and the radio station. The entire event will be broadcast live on Live 95, and each band will receive promotional airtime on Live 95 just for participating in the event. Happy birthday to us! And here's to another year of providing Coleman with a unique blend of music. Come and meet us Saturday, May 2nd at Grumpy's Down Under in the basement of Grumpy's Italian Grill next to the Coleman Civic Center.
I'd like to welcome everyone to the graduation edition of Sports Talk Live.
Two of us.
Yeah. As we go out into our lives, let me start out like this. Teachers, faculty, and fellow students.
Fellow students.
Lend me your ears for a moment.
Over the past 6-7 months, we have solved all the world's problems. And
created that many more.
Money, but think about it. Where else could people have got the words of wisdom that we've given out over the past
years? Nowhere.
That's
right. It's impossible.
We have solved our debt.
Yeah.
We have solved our situations. Lots going on in Baltimore and
that's
Ferguson.
Right. That's right.
We have won championships.
Maybe a controversial solve.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We've won championships for Alabama, Auburn.
Yeah.
And
what more could we do?
I don't know.
I mean, we've carried the torch.
We've showed everyone how to pick the NCAA basketball tournament.
Make some money if they chose to. Yeah. For entertainment purposes
only. It's free. That's the thing about it. It's free.
That's exactly right. Good thing.
Yeah. We sure in charge for it.
Oh. Been an outstanding year.
It has. It's been a blast, and out in left field.
I've been looking around, but I don't know if this is what I'm looking for. Let's find out.
Hi, my name is Jason Spiegel, and I'd like to invite you to join myself and my co-host, Ronnie Barnes, for Coleman's Newest and Most Exciting Sports Show.
Yeah!
Sports Talk Live. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 4 till 6 p.m.
I believe this is Virgin 1, Jason.
Yeah.
We'll discuss the hottest topics
there's
in the sports world.
What I say during this.
From high school to the pros. If something is happening, we will be talking about it.
Where'd your energy go, man?
And you all are asked to call.
I was trying to stay cool, calm, and collected.
That's it.
So join us every Tuesday and Thursday, starting July 15th at 4 p.m. right here on Coleman's independent radio station, Live 95.
All right, now, that was called the July 8th version, and the first show was July 15th. But this one is called Version 2 Final. So let's see how this sounds.
Hi, my name is Jason Spiegel, and I'd like to invite you to join myself and my co-host, Ronnie Barnes, for Coleman's
We do this the same day, Jay.
Radio Sports Show. It'll be every Tuesday and Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m., and we'll discuss the hottest topics in the sports world on all levels, from high school to the pros.
Hey, just think, we figured out how to add music to it since.
There you go. It's all high tech. Isn't that short about it?
And you all are asked to call in and discuss whatever topic is on your mind. So join us starting July 15th at 6 p.m. right here on Coleman's independent radio station,
Live 95.
Okay, now here's what we wind up with.
Hello, Coleman. My name is Jason Spiegel, and along with my co-host, Ronnie Barnes, we want to extend a special invitation to join us each Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. for Sports Talk Live.
Each Tuesday, we will announce the People's Bank Player of the Week, as well as discuss the past week top high school and college games.
Don't miss Thursdays when we welcome regular guest Greg Smith with OnlyBestBets.com at 4:25 p.m. and Greg Basta with Campus Insider at 4:45 p.m.
Once again, please join us each Tuesday and Thursday from 4 until 6 for Sports Talk Live right here on 95.5, Live 95, WRJM, Coleman's Independent Radio.
Hey.
Two rookies that don't know jack about it.
That's it.
There you go.
Thank goodness for Jay.
Yeah. Throw a mic in front of us. Just don't make us mash any buttons and we'll be all right. Jay left and I had to do one simple task and it blew my mind.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And you were sitting back there laughing.
That's when you got to be the valedictorian.
Yeah. That's it. That board has way too many knobs on it.
It does. Yeah.
Oh,
let's wrap it up right here, Ronnie. Let's say we'll be back. mid-July. Shoot for mid-July. First week in August, somewhere in that range. Like I said, we'll put it on Facebook. We'll come back just as we started out the year.
We have to do Moolah right off the bat.
Yeah, Moolah.
Hey, didn't we not start off when we did $100 for Moolah?
I think so.
Well, why don't we do $100 when we come back?
$100 moolah. So,
Sandy,
start thinking on it. You've got a few months to think about it.
Are we going to hide it this time, or are we going to hide it mentally?
Let's hide it mentally. It makes it too easy for Sandy if we don't. And that last one had to be the cake topper.
Absolutely.
We give two clues.
Two clues.
And Sandy solved it.
One of them was a highway, which could be
anywhere.
Anywhere. And then the other one was...
You might buy a ticket.
You might buy a ticket.
And Cindy, of course, says the Space and Rocket Center. I mean, who wouldn't
know that?
Yeah.
Oh, man. So she's come out smelling like a rose, you know, this first season.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and she'll be back to play.
She'll do it again next.
Hey, get your game on if you're going to beat Cindy.
Yeah.
So.
She'll win the first one, then she'll wait and play at Christmas.
Yeah, that's it.
She'll win the ones that's 100 piece.
Hey, she is down to one. Come to think about it.
Oh, she is down.
Yeah, she'll have to wait.
Oh, okay.
Until Christmas, or she might play the $100.
She might play the first.
Who knows? Ronnie, this year has brought us Ohio State football national champs.
That's right.
It has brought us a.
And your favorite team, the Duke Blue Devils.
Duke Blue Devils. Yeah, national championship
Championships in basketball.
Saw the Kentucky Wildcats. Barely miss a perfect season.
They did, and I picked the one team that could beat them would be Wisconsin.
But you also picked Kentucky.
I know. I picked Kansas, apparently.
we saw Holly Pond boys win the county basketball tournament.
That's right.
Coleman go the furthest in the basketball playoffs, getting to the regional finals.
Holly Pond's girls, Scott Adams, won it for 3 years in a row.
3 years in a row.
So a lot of good sports has taken place this past year.
And
Alabama beat Auburn. How much better can it get?
I wasn't going to bring that up.
Of course you wasn't.
Like I said, Ohio State won the football national championship, defeating Alabama in the first round.
That's it.
First ever playoff.
Yes, that's right.
Football playoffs.
Yep.
So who knows what next year holds. It's going to be tough to be as exciting and probably as controversial. We had the Ray Rice situation.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Adrian Peterson.
Adrian Peterson.
You name it.
Yep.
There's always controversy.
And we're going to have some excitement with, you know, Alabama and Auburn basketball this season.
Yeah.
I look forward to that. Look forward to see, you know, how Avery Johnson's able to recruit, how his first year goes. And we know Bruce Pearl is, you know, he'll be in his second year at Auburn, and they'll be much, much improved. And so I just think Auburn basketball is going to be fun.
Yeah, Auburn recruiting is still a top 15 class, which is way better than a normal year at Auburn.
You got that right.
Don't forget, if you go into withdrawals from Sports Talk Live, all the episodes on live95coleman.com. Just start on July 15th. Work your way forward.
There you go.
And don't forget to tune back in 2 months.
Exactly. And if you want to hear about politics, you can still do that on Mondays. Is that right, Jay?
I think we're taking a break from that,
You're
too.
You're taking a break, too? Okay.
I don't know. We might come back. We'll have to see. She wraps up school and all that stuff.
Yeah. All right. Good deal with that.
If you want to sponsor the Sports Talk Live or Live 95 CDU, let me know. We'll get it all painted up for you.
I heard that.
Or the lawnmower, which still needs to be used in my house.
Uh-huh. All right.
One more thanks to our listeners, our callers, Eddie, always calling in, blast to talk to, Sheila, Cindy, Cindy, Sandy.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave somebody out. Yeah, so thanks to everyone who has listened, called, or whatever part you've played in Sports Talk Live, Live 95. Yep. We appreciate
spend the next 2 months telling all your friends about it so everyone will be ready to tune in July, August.
That's it.
Yeah, and we want to hit the ground running. Maybe, like Ronnie said, give away something a little extra to start with and get us all for the bang. So.
That's it.
Jay, if we can get out of here about 7 minutes early, we're going to call it a day and
a
season.
That's
it. It's okay, man. I can play your old promos again. It's no problem.
Folks, we will be back with you mid-July, 1st of August. But until then, as always, a huge war eagle.
And a big old road tide. Have a great, safe summer, folks. Thanks, Jason. Had a ball. And Jay, thanks for letting us do it, buddy.
Yep.
Thanks, everyone. See you then. Sports Talk Live, 95.5, Coleman's Independent Radio Station.
listening to Live 95 WRJM LP Coleman.
Thumbing my way to North Carolina, staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet, dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Riley. I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. String band, my baby plays a guitar, a big banjo now. All North Country winters keep forgetting me, and I lost my money playing poker, so I had to up and leave. But I ain't gonna turn it back. Little daddy.